friends. You're listening to Irish Radio Network USA. My guest, just back from Atlantic City in New Jersey, you can now refer to him as National Director of the Ancient Order of Hibernians 2016. Dan Dennehy, you're very welcome back.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you. It's good to be back, and it was a great week down in Atlantic City for our national convention.
Absolutely, and you weren't short of a lot of Irish government at the highest level representatives, including, of course, Ambassador N. Anderson and Consul General Barbara Jones. Tell me, first of all, about the convention itself, the setting.
Well, first of all, every 2 years we have our national convention, so they fall on the even years. And it's not only the convention for the Ancient Order Hibernians, but the Ladies AOH.
Right.
And you have about 2,500 people in attendance. And it usually starts off with a joint session where the men and the women of the AOH join together. They talk about their accomplishments and what they intend to do. They plan ahead for the future, and it's always a time where we bring in people, dignitaries, to address both audiences together so that we could measure important issues as an entire entity. And this year we had Ambassador Ann Anderson, who is always a welcome figure in any Hibernian function, and Ambassador Ann gave a tremendous address, one of great optimism, and also one of great detail about the excruciating measures that we're all going through on immigration reform and dealing with Brexit and other such matters. And we also had a brand new senator for the Irish diaspora, Irish Senator Billy Lawless, from Chicago by way of Galway, in attendance that morning.
Actually, this might be a good time to tell us something about Billy Lawless. We know that he was, you know, that he is an Irish senator now, and so, you know, a representative for immigration, a senator for immigration, not only for the United States, but I guess immigrants from all over.
It's so exciting to, one, have somebody from the United States in the Shannon, and particularly an Irish immigrant himself who became a successful businessman and spent every waking moment working on the issue of the undocumented and legal future flow to America from Ireland, becoming a senator, and not just a senator, but the first Irish senator of his kind. Billy is somebody that is a close friend of mine and Siobhan, my wife, from the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, and all the immigrant advocates around the country. He's tireless in his work with the Chicago Celts for Irish immigration reform, and his work with IBEC, which is a business organization focused on immigration. So we could have no better representative and no more accessible representative. And the fact that he was appointed as an independent gives him the opportunity to work with all the other senators, regardless of their political affiliation, in a very unique way.
Now, of course, your own profile and your own involvement, you know, as National Ancient Order of Hibernians Director of Immigration. Now, will that stay intact now that you are a national director?
Well, you know, I assume roles in leadership in the Ancient Order of Hibernians as anybody that would rise in a corporation or any other kind of entity, I could be asked to take on different roles. My expertise for many years now has been for my passion about immigration reform and all the relations we've built. I know that one way or another, Adrian, if I'm not the National Immigration Chairman, who whoever that person is, I will have their back, and they will have all my experience working for them. But most likely, I'm sure I'll have a significant role in immigration. But should I be called to do something else by the national organization, I'm eager to help in any way I can. And, you know, I have vast experience on Freedom for All Ireland and organizing.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And, but this new role as an elected officer also gives me a responsibility for regions. I mean, you have to think of it like I was a cabinet member before, and now as a national director, I'm more like a senator, okay? So you have an actual geographic responsibility as well. So it's different, and it's something that I've been building up to for years, as have the other five candidates, and we have a wonderful team under the new president. Brendan Moore, of course, is a good friend of all of ours from New York.
Yes, indeed.
He's the outgoing president, and Judge James McKay from Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana, is the new president. No stranger to these parts. He's a deputy ambassador, a deputy consul general for the Irish consulate, honorary consul general for Louisiana, and he's a great leader, and I'm looking forward to working under him.
National Vice President from Ohio.
Indeed. Danny O'Connell. Now, if there was ever an Irish name for an Irish patriot, Daniel O'Connell is a good friend of all of ours. He did a wonderful job as the national treasurer, and now he assumes the role of national vice president.
Mm-hmm. And now your national secretary, Jerry Cole, again, he is replacing...
Oh, no, actually... For 30-some-odd years, we had the legendary Tom McNabb from upstate New York, who was the national secretary. And Jerry Cole, a wonderful past president of New Jersey AOH, stepped up from being a national director and assumed the role of national secretary. One of the most integral roles, because you really can't just do it in 2 years. To develop and grow the organization like Jerry has been doing, it's something that's a multiple-year commitment. So Jerry was reelected, and an exciting development with Danny being elevated to vice president. Our good friend and a person that's been on your show many, many times from New Jersey, Sean Pender, is now the national treasurer. So we're very excited.
Terrific. And actually, he chaired the convention, too.
Yeah. Talk about wearing many hats. You know, he did a great job, and it's a good thing, because when you're running for an elected office, you want to do the best job you can. And sure, it was a flawless convention at Harris in Atlantic City. It was fun from beginning to end, from the opening address to the icebreaker, in a beautiful setting around the this pool in the middle of the resort. Then we had an Irish night, which was a tremendous night, and we were visited by Mary Lou McDonald from Sinn Féin, an elected representative from Dublin, Trinity College grad, and she gave a tremendous address. And we also had Michael Lonergan, who's the Deputy Chief of Mission for the Irish Embassy in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And on the final night, we had the installation mass, where the new, like my fellow colleagues and the ladies and men's Ancient Order of Hibernians were installed as officers. And Barbara Jones gave a wonderful address, and we had a tremendous turnout for that. I mean, there was, I'd say, 1,000 people in that room. So Sean really did a really good job.
Can you explain to us now the National AOH and the LAOH, the Ladies Ancient Order of Hibernians, are they two separate organizations?
Well, yes, they are. The two organizations are constitutionally connected to each other, and the Ladies Ancient Order of Hibernians has been around for almost as long as the AOH in as many states as the Ancient Order of Hibernians is.
Yes.
They have a very dynamic leadership. They just had a major election. The ladies basically elect every position and every chair. So it's always exciting with the ladies. And you remember Mary Hogan is the outgoing president.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm going to go over the roster of the ladies in a second. But what I wanted to talk to you about was our very exciting honoree, the John F. Kennedy Medal for 2016, was given to a Vietnam War decorated Medal of Honor General Brady, General Brady, General Major General Patrick Brady, and an amazing man who gave a wonderful address as not only a general and a Medal of Honor winner, but as a proud Irish Catholic war veteran. So he was an amazing person from the Army Air Corps. So he did a wonderful address for all of us.
And now you also have the ladies, LAOH, part of the same organization. Can you just fill us in on that?
Yes, the two organizations are intricately laced, and a lot of our committees are shared by members of the LAOH and the AOH, but they are autonomous. The ladies have their own leadership, and Mary Hogan from Brooklyn is the outgoing national president. And
yes, indeed.
The elected new president of the ladies' AOH is Patricia O'Connell. So we have Danny O'Connell as the national vice president of men, and the national president of the ladies is Patricia O'Connell from Illinois, and her vice president is Karen Keene, who is currently the New York State Ladies AOH president, and she now assumes the role of national vice president, and our friend, the national historian, Marilyn Madigan, who did such a wonderful job, has been elevated, and there are too many ladies to mention that rostrum because they elect every chair. So it's always exciting. But I will tell you that Patricia O'Connell is a wonderful leader. And with Karen Keene supporting her and the rest of the ladies AOH, just this morning met with the ladies, and we're looking forward to working as two groups working together for common goals.
Well, congratulations to all. We know that it is that the ancient order of Hibernians, for those who may have any doubts, it's the largest Irish-American organization and the oldest, too, right?
That's correct. I mean, it goes back to the 1830s, and, you know, we have such a great lineage. Of course, the president of Rockland County was with us, Dermot Moore. And we were very sad that on the first day of the convention, we discovered that one of the most esteemed members of the Ladies AOH or the AOH, because she was on many committees with the men of the AOH, Mary Holt Moore, who was the Grand Marshal of the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Indeed.
Has passed away, and her funeral is this morning up in Rockland County. And we were all very saddened to find that out. Mary was somebody that was a part of my life and everybody else's life.
Yes, indeed, and somebody who was in quite good health right up to her 88th year. I know that she is much beloved, and her memory, not only in her role, you know, as president of the Bronx Gaelic Athletic League and the Council of Gaelic Societies, a staunch supporter of Northern Ireland and the peace process, and in many roles, of course, her memory will live on, a great contributor. And again, somebody we hold very dear to us. We're all very happy, of course, for not only the New York contingent, including yourself as a contributor to our program, but indeed a big job ahead, obviously, and particularly in the area of immigration and immigration reform. At a time when it's the entire issue is much maligned, and we'll have to see how that one shakes out over the next few months. But the commitment of the Ancient Order of Hibernians has been, and will continue again to do what we can do to keep the immigration and immigration reform alive. Dan Dennehy again, National Director. Thank you for joining us this morning. And good luck to you and to all the newly elected officers.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I have to tell you that Brian O'Dwyer is a great man. He left the funeral of Willie Driscoll.
Yes, he came
down and visited us in Atlantic City. Then he hopped up to Boston and then off over to Mayo. So
I tell you,
he's a man in motion, that's for sure.
Hobnobbing with Cardinals, we might have, you know.
Indeed.
That's all right. He'll have to. He won't be the fair-haired boy anymore down with Cardinal Dolan now that he's hopped over. He's split loyalties. Anyway, again on that Boston to Knock inaugural flight. And again, Dan Dennehy, good luck. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Adrian.
And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.